Greg, when it comes to the whole issue of water use in the production of ethanol, I thought you had some great comments in terms of putting it in perspective. Why don't you just share some of those that people just may not think about when it comes to this subject?
Well, Chuck, you know, it's always challenging in headlines to give enough information and perspective. And so, you know, increasingly as questions are asked, scrutinies ask about ethanol plants, I think it's important to know what modern technology is like, especially using in use of water, as well as where we've come from, because we've really seen improvements over the last 10 years, too. Basically, 3 to 4 gallons of water per gallon of ethanol is used in the ethanol plant. A little over 1 gallon actually touches the corn in what we call the contact process. The rest is called non-contact, which is for cooling of the equipment, such as boiler blowdown and the cooling towers. And that evaporates in the atmosphere or, in some cases, is discharged from the plant. No process water is ever discharged from our plants. In perspective, I believe, you know, the most conservative numbers around gasoline use, gasoline production, is about the same, 2 to 3 gallons of water. And actually you see a variety of statistics out there from government sources that even, you know, show 6 to 7 gallons of water per gallon of gasoline. So additionally, as just individuals, consumers, citizens going through our day, I really don't think any of us, and I know I don't even at times, concentrate on use of water. And at the end of the day, an average household, which is probably like my average household, uses 107,000 gallons in a year. A barrel of beer is 1,500, and even my Sunday newspaper uses much more water than I ever realized in its production.
Well, and also people, and I don't think you got into it so much here, but there's been in the news the talk about how much water is used to grow the corn before it even gets to the ethanol plant. But isn't the reality that most of that falls as rain to start with on the land? And it's not like we're necessarily taking that water away from some other source.
Right. I think, and depending on the year, I think the number is, you know, somewhere in the, 12 to 14% range of corn acres are actually irrigated. Now, that does turn into about 20% of the crop, I believe, is from irrigated production. But it's actually a supplement, too, because rainfall is going to give the base for that crop, and the irrigation is really, really a supplement. So, again, it's very, very difficult to say that that corn wouldn't have been grown for other uses, livestock feed, exports, all of things which are in demand today, along with ethanol use of corn.
The plants that you're building and other companies as well, as we look forward, you're just becoming more and more efficient, and really the environmental aspect is incredibly important to what you're doing because you live and work in those same communities your plants are in.
That's right. As an ethanol plant, when you are choosing where you locate and investing millions of dollars, water and water quantity and quality is one of the key factors that you should consider, along with your grain supply, energy supply, transportation infrastructure. All of that has to be from very early on. The thing that excites me is as we move into the future, not only are we seeing varieties of corn that are going to start implementing even, I believe, drought-resistant tendencies so that their need for that supplemental irrigation could well be less. And additionally, as we look inside the plant, we continue to become more efficient regarding our energy use. Most of our water cools equipment during the energy it's using. So the more we reduce energy use, really the more we're going to reduce our water need too. And we're starting to see some plants even fall under 3 gallons of water per gallon of ethanol.
Thank you very much, Greg. Here at the Emerging Issues Forum, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.